Welcome to episode 220 of Game Over Nation. I am your fill-in host, Ryan De La Rosa, and I have not been here for like an episode or two.
Just
only
one?
Did I only miss
one? Just the
one.
Yeah, it was just the one.
We just didn't do one for a while.
Yeah.
So I only missed the one that you guys
did something
about. Yeah, you just
disappeared off like the face of the earth last week.
Yeah, it was a rough week. This one's not much better, but...
For different reasons.
Hanging in there. Well, no, same reasons.
Ryan's dying.
I'm dying. No, same reasons. I just found time to come and be here tonight.
Oh, I thought it was just work last week, and now it's like your body's dying.
Oh, well, that's happening, but it's still work, too.
Okay.
They're coinciding. So with me this week is Gabe Philbin.
Hello.
And Dylan Roush.
Not dying.
And Harris Foster, who is filling in for Javi.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, Harris did a real good job there following the podcast rule of you don't talk until you're introduced. I broke that rule.
Uh-huh. That's not a rule.
Well, I mean, it's courtesy in the podcasting world, I believe.
Well, we're all very incourteous.
Well, hey, now that I'm here and filling in for Javi, let me tell you guys about a little game called Disney Infinity. Now, it is a wonderful product. I have 5 figures, and let me tell you, I played it a good once.
Sounds like you really enjoyed it.
How'd you get the 3DS version of it?
So I bought the 3DS version because
he went
to
the store.
I wanted more figures, right? And I wanted the cheapest mm-hmm. way to just get more figures. And I found that no one was buying the 3DS one anymore, and it included 3 figures. So it was $5 for the 3 figures of the 3DS starter kit and the 3DS copy. So I just bought it and didn't use the 3DS copy and used the figures on my PS4. Yeah, and it was like Monsters, Inc. guy, Jack Sparrow, and Mr. Incredible, who were like the worst characters in the game anyway. So, I mean, it was $5 or something, but, you know.
Small price to pay for beauty.
Oh, yes.
Or whatever that is. whatever 3 terrible characters are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yep, see you, Harris. Whatever.
All right.
Well, later.
It's been fun, y'all. Thank you.
All right, so...
Is he gone?
It doesn't look like...
Nah, I'm here, I'm here.
Well, so, Harris, since you're the new guy, how about you...
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Tell us what you've been doing this week.
Oh, well, this week... So, I'm currently in college, and this past week ended my 2-week spring break. Because I go to a Catholic college, Easter lined up with spring break. So I was off school for 17 days in a row. So I've been spending most of that time attending amateur wrestling events, sleeping, and playing a little game called Stardew Valley. And that has taken up most of my time.
I assume last week was the Stardew Valley
cast.
Yeah,
we chatted Stardew Valley. Not extensively so much. But we got into it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that is, I'm guessing that's still the mainstay.
That's
kind of
still
week.
The hot thing. That's great. All, well, yeah.
I thought the hot thing was going to be Dark Souls 3, but apparently that's not out yet. Stupid thing.
When does that come
It's going to be the hot thing.
April 12th.
Oh, well, I played a lot of Stardew Valley last week, and then I was out of town for 4 days, and I came back Sunday and felt so terrible that I could not even muster up the strength to open my laptop and play more Stardew Valley. I just curled up on the couch and went to sleep and woke up Monday. I mean, I guess I eventually moved to my bed, but there was not much action involved. But I did play more Stardew last night. I'm not as far along as you guys.
Yeah, I was gonna ask what season are we all in? How are we progressed? I'm in spring of year 2.
I'm summer year 2. I think like 10, like day 10 or 11 or something in there.
Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Oh, same place as Harris.
I found it very easy to play Stardew all day if I put like Daredevil on my second monitor.
Yep.
So that's kind of how I got through a lot of season two.
Yeah, it's a great second monitor game.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm about to start my first winter, and I'm really looking forward to it because I have a nice nest egg of money, so I don't really need that. I've almost kind of abandoned farming. Like, farming is really just a pain in my ass at the end of fall here because I'm just running around doing other things because I'm, like, so close to the end. It's like, well, a lot of these crops take a long time to grow, and they're probably not going to make it before the end of the season, so I didn't bother planting a lot of other stuff. I think I did one more round of bok choy because it's a 4-day crop. But yeah, about to go into my first winter and pretty excited about that because I want to chop down a lot of trees and I have a ton of fruit saved up to go throw in for wine and preserves.
Yeah, my like keggery has gotten. I think I need to upgrade my barn pretty soon because I can't fit any more kegs in the smallest barn. I'm at like I think I'm at 77.
Oh my
so
gosh!
Shit pumps out pretty quick.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. Yeah,
that's a lot.
I've got a pretty good setup going.
I ran out of copper because like all the copper's in the top of the mine, and I've been working my way down through it. And then I like built some kegs and went, oh, I don't have any copper. So I had to go back in and do some of those early levels in there to find some of that.
If there's anything that's been a big change since the last Stardew talk, I've upgraded to having a bunch of animals now. I've got a deluxe barn and deluxe coop, so I've got everything. I think I have one of every animal, except maybe for the deluxe coop. I don't have any rabbits yet. But I've entrusted the wrapping names to all of them instead of just the cows. So I've got, let's see, Outcalf, Cowlio, King Hendrick for my chicken. What are my goats? My goats are Serengoti and Goatface Killa. Shit. My duck needs a new name. Because it's just Run Duck MC right now.
That's not bad.
Can you can't change their names, can you?
No, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, I found out you totally can. You just, like, double-click on them. Shit, I feel like I have more. I have a Void Chicken, too. I forget what I named the Void Chicken. I think I named Void Tang Clan. Couldn't get it. I had nothing for my Void Chicken.
Oh, gosh.
I think that's it. Yeah, that's all I got. Oh no, my pig. My pig is L Pig.
Hey, can I make a suggestion for your next pig?
Yeah, go for it.
Notorious P.I.G.
Fuck you.
thank you.
Oh my god, how did I not get that?
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. Oh, I'm pretty sure I've seen that in a cartoon somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I had a name for another cow, but I couldn't, but I forgot it. So I just didn't get another cow because I didn't have a name for it. Yeah, the animals is a nice setup. I've got a lot of cheese and eggs now.
I don't really know. Mussolini.
Yeah.
That is not following the rapper.
But no, that's my cow's name. Oh. I named my cow Mussolini, and the other one is El Utterino. Those are my two cows.
Oh my god.
Yikes.
It's a fantastic game, though. I'm hoping it doesn't slow down, though, because I'm tiring of the formula of just coming out, kegging stuff, getting money, and I feel like there's not enough stuff to spend the money on once you've just got a really high-functioning farm, you know?
See, I'm kind of like around that part too. I think just like pumping as many hours as I did into it as quickly as I did kind of did that to me.
Yeah.
But like I've gotten to be like pretty, I don't know, cost efficient in that game. So I think now it's just kind of focusing on like prettying up my farm. I've got like a bunch of the fruit trees now. I think it's just like expanding slowly, like maybe get another barn, more animals, So
I still need to get
filling out that space. Oh shit, you haven't gotten married yet?
I haven't gotten married yet because Pierre is no longer selling the bouquet, and I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, I can't find it in the store at all. Like, I kind of just want to, like, say screw it, because, like, it might be a bug. I don't know. So, like, I kind of want to say...
He's still selling it for me, and I already bought one.
Yeah, it's...
Pierre wants your girl. That's what it is.
I mean, I got some bad news. It's his daughter. I'm going after Abigail, his daughter. So, that'd be weird.
Well,
maybe he just, like... Maybe he doesn't like me and wants to keep me... Yeah. Don't talk to me or my daughter ever again.
Because
you're playing the field just to torment me.
I am playing the field.
I don't like the idea of other people marrying the girl that I'm marrying in this game, even though they're completely separate realities. Dylan insists on getting close to Abigail.
We partied in the graveyard last night.
Yeah, I bet you did, man. I bet you did. I did too.
Who do you want? What would you rather for a meal, a salad or a flower?
I like her abnormality. She's the spice of life. That's the saying, right? Abnormality is the spice of life.
Like, yeah, you nailed it.
And she is
the
spiciest.
I didn't know that spice would be coming from a daffodil.
She is the spiciest meatball. All right, and I want to be her spaghetti.
She's an oddly shaped, kind of weird tasting meatball.
Yes, with
she's a meat cube.
Yeah, I mean,
that tastes kind of like tofu.
Listen, this metaphor spiraling out of control. I want to marry her
a meat spiral.
Let's stop comparing Abigail to meat, shall we? And let's focus on the fact she's
the beefaroni in your life.
Oh my God, Chef Boyardee. She is
Chef
cute.
Boyardee's nuts.
I'm not going to be able to make a proper point about my homegirl Abigail. All you guys over there eating your vanilla pudding basic ass girls over here, and I've got the only one with a personality in this town. The only one who's interesting and worth talking to.
I just wanted to let you know I'm the can opener to your Chef Boyardee there.
Shut up. What did you say, Ryan, about someone liking to party?
I said Leah likes to party.
Now, Leah, is she the school teacher?
No, that's Penny.
No. Penny. Who are
Penny's
you after again, Gabe? You're after Leah?
Leah. Yeah.
Okay,
Penny, Punch Girl
Penny
and Leah got
is the most vanilla. Leah, mm-hmm. what's special about Leah? Like,
she's an artist.
Ah.
She sculpts things and paints things.
Okay, yeah, I hope your farm does well for you.
This podcast is over.
She sculpted...
Oh, what's Abigail bringing to the table financially, Harris?
Her dad owns the largest business in the town, Ryan. Her inheritance is going to be huge.
Are you going to kill Pierre?
Are you plotting Pierre's? No wonder he won't give you the bouquet. He knows you're just gonna kill him.
Hey, welcome to my shop. Takeover. Oh, it's Harris. Yo, what up, old man? You dead yet? Like, nah. I think that Abigail is the most financially stable woman in that town, apart from maybe Marie or Marnie or the woman with the farm to your south. Abigail's mm-hmm. a full package, man. She's a full can of Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Right.
So yeah, Stardew Valley is pretty fun.
Stardew Valley is pretty good, especially with a side of Chef Boyardee, apparently.
Leia made me a Arby's curly fry sculpture.
Nope. No, she didn't.
She did.
She does make a sculpture that kind of looks like a curly fry.
Wait, yeah. Really? Oh my. You like put it in your house?
I was like, this will go good with my Chef Boyardee.
Cool. Abigail hasn't made me anything to put in my house.
It's because she doesn't know how. She doesn't know how to do anything. She knows how to sit in the graveyard and act all goth.
But, like, we played co-op video games together.
Oh my gosh.
No. And she was terrible.
Erica killed her in that.
Wait, what?
I was talking with Erica when that happened, and Erica was like, wait, can I kill her in this? Oh my god, yes, you can. Oh, she's not happy.
Oh, she reacts to it too. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh man, Erica is the element of chaos in Stardew Valley. She will flirt and she'll build you up and then come to your house and kill you over and over in a video game. Like, who does that?
I heard. Yeah. I would never treat Abigail. That.
I would. I would never treat Abigail that way. So mean.
Such disdain.
So mean.
I think what Gabe meant to say was we know somebody who was courting Abigail and went over to her place and killed her in the video game.
I think I know
game.
Who you're talking about.
Are you subtweeting on this podcast?
I am.
It's a pretty bold move.
No.
Pretty bold move even after Gabe said her name.
Why not... Just we'll edit that part out.
Just put a big bleep over it.
We'll fix it in post, as they say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That why are you saying we? It's me. You're just giving me work to do. I'm not doing it.
Not Harris, with that
what else? What else has been going on, Boo Boo?
Oh, well, now this whole concept of like introducing things in post is interesting to me. Like, I should just go on a triad of terrible things to say. And then also, mention, some
Make
licensed
America
music.
Make America great again.
Like, oh, man, Gabe, I love, the first minute in all these, great songs. Like, you should play the first minute of Paper Planes. Just, write.
I don't think legally I can do that.
Okay, well, play 15 seconds of it right now. Oh man, wasn't that part great? Wasn't that little part great?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that part. Okay, well, nothing else is really happening with me. I've been playing a little Trackmania Turbo. I played the demo of that. It's fun. I realized, I was like, oh, this is fun. It's fun to compete against your friends. Let's see how much it costs. It's $40, which is a little more expensive than I've ever known a Trackmania game to be, so I'm going to hold off on buying that for now. But yeah, I really haven't been playing much other than Stardew Valley. It's just enveloped my life. Oh,
Stardew Valley is a fucking time sink.
It really is. The sun is up when you start, and it will be down by the time you are done.
And not in game.
It will be weeks later in game. I did pre-order a PlayStation VR today.
Hey, me too. On accident.
How do you what?
So I opened up the app on my phone and did a quick search for it just to see if it was available. And it had the little thing. The app has the pre-order now with one click. And it was right next to the they had the bundle and then the core thing. It just had it said core unit. And I was like, what are the other options? And I fat fingered it and hit the pre-order now with one click. And it just does it. There's no anything after that. And I was like, well. What's done is done. I guess I'm good. But then I went back and looked, and yeah, the bundle was gone anyway. So,
yeah, that one went on sale last week, actually, and yeah, it was gone.
The bundle did?
Yes, yeah, and it was gone within an hour.
So then you got ordered the core as well?
Yes, I ordered the core, just the headset, because I already have a PlayStation camera. And for some reason, I have 5 PlayStation Move controllers. You only need 2. So yeah, I'm set on that.
Those would pay off one day.
I didn't, but I'm glad they did. yeah, and so I'm excited for VR. The second I put on an Oculus for the first time, I said, I will get one of these. I don't care which one, but I will get one. And the PlayStation VR just happened to be the cheapest. And so I'm going with it. And I'm excited for our... weird shut-in future
in October.
Yes, so that'll give
a long ways away, which sucks, but
right, but thankfully with Amazon's pre-order policy, that gives me enough time to actually raise $400, so yeah. they don't charge
it'll
until
also
ship,
so. Get here the day of,
yeah, yep. Exactly, so win-win-win.
I'm getting a Galaxy S7. My family's switching back to Verizon, and we're all getting S7, so I can get the Gear VR at some point.
Oh yeah,
I'm not really sure what kind of applications Gear VR has at the moment, but
I think the only like
but
major...
you get six free ones.
Yeah.
I think the only major game for it is Keep Talking and No One Explodes. They have a Gear VR version.
That's cool.
Other than that, yeah. Other than that, there's not too much on it, but it's a cool idea.
Yeah. It's only like $99, so.
Yeah.
Apparently it was free if you got the phone before like the 18th, which sucks, but.
Yeah, yeah. I got it free, but like I said, the six free games, that's what you get, six free games with it in addition to the Gear VR. But so when I said in my paperwork, it said, you'll get it in 4 to 6 weeks. And then like last week I got an email saying expected shipping date is April 30th. I was like, oh, geez. Yeah. Like next month.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. One more thing before I ask you guys how your week was going. I like to just search eBay just for random stuff. And one of the stores I like to go to is called Hit Japan. And they sell a bunch of just neat Japanese video games for really cheap. And they'll ship it to you. And like I bought a copy of Final Fantasy VII that's Japanese on there just to display. And it was like $5 plus shipping. So it was like $9 total. And it's just a little cool thing I display on my shelf. And I bought some other things. I bought a copy of Tetris Battle Gaiden, which is an awesome Super Nintendo game. Yeah. And so I was just browsing there the other day, and I saw they had a packaged inbox version of Majora's Mask with all the manuals and stuff still with it for only $20. And so I bid on it and ended up winning that. And my roommate is a huge fan of Majora's Mask, so what I'm going to do is, I told him as soon as I won the auction, I said, these things, you know, come from Japan, so it takes a month to get here. And I told my roommate, in exactly 1 month, I will approach you and ask you to give me $20. And I'm not telling you what it's for. It could be good. It could be bad. All I will say is you'll be surprised. But the only thing is, you have to have $20 ready for me on the spot when I ask you. If you don't have $20 on your person, you're not going to get it. And I'm not telling you what it is. And so,
what if he listens to this podcast?
He will not.
I'm gonna tell him to.
Don't, because then the surprise is ruined. And I want this to be a great surprise. Because I mean, you know, if he doesn't get it in a month, I'll just give it to him on his birthday. But yeah, I'm excited to see how that whole social experiment is gonna go down. If he's gonna just keep $20 in his wallet for in the coming months and never spend it, because he'll never know when I'm gonna ask him. But yeah, that's a little experiment I'm conducting right now.
Devious.
Yeah. So how's y'all's week going? Tell me about it.
Pretty much what? Stardew.
Yeah, I talked about what I did in the middle of yours because it was the same shit.
Javi, Rachel,
oh wait, I
and
did.
I
did just go look, and not only does it say that it'll ship on April 30th, but I have to go download the six games by April 20th. So I have to get the six games downloaded before the thing even ships.
That's weird, because I think like, and this is totally me talking out my butt, but I think that there's like a thing on the Gear VR that you can't access the Gear VR store until you've like put your phone in it or something, or like there's a code in the box or something. So
It says to go to the Oculus store.
I'm not sure how to get to that is the thing. I think there's like some like redeeming in the box, like because they like keep it off of the app store, but I'm not sure. I hope you can redeem it. Do you know what games they are that comes with it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it told me somewhere, but I'm not sure.
I'll look those up while you guys talk about your weeks.
Go ahead, Gabe.
Rachel and I recorded a podcast about something we did over the last week.
Ah, yes, I'm meaning to listen to that.
That Batman vs. Superman movie. That was something. That was, Jesus Christ, that was something. Also, the process of recording that podcast was something, because I was about to go to sleep, and Javi and Rachel had just gotten out of the theater, because I saw it the day before. And it was like 2 a.m. when I got a text from Rachel saying, we're recording a podcast, are you in? And I was like, well, okay, I'll wake up. And she's like, okay, good, Javi is seething right now. And that movie did things to Javi. It did things to me too, but Javi was not, he is not the same man. Yeah, so give that a listen if you would like to.
Javi was touched by an angel, and his angel's name was Zack Snyder.
Touched by Zack Snyder. God, Zack Snyder. Like, so in class today, first day of class, a fellow film studies major claimed to have liked that movie, and I really want to explore that.
Which movie?
Batman v Superman.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody claimed, and like, I don't want to like challenge somebody's enjoyment of something. I'm just like kind of genuinely curious how they like line up an argument for that movie.
Why you gotta ruin people's enjoyment? Here, have a Jolly Rancher. Like, it's cherry.
Okay, oh so God. Ryan, are you ready to learn?
Yeah.
Are you ready to learn what games come free with your Gear VR?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
I bet they're awesome.
Eve Gunjack, which is a cockpit simulator in the Eve Online universe. Well,
obviously, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, there's a game called Esper Squared. There's a game called Dead Secret. A game called Star Chart. The text is too tiny on that one. I can't read it. And Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. So there's your games.
That.
Yeah. And so I'm reading the bullet points for the Gear VR on the website. And it says, you know, oh, it can do, 3D movies. It can do 3D games. It's got 3D Netflix, virtual reality anywhere. Do panoramic photos. And one of the bullet points is just Jurassic World. That's it.
Oh, neat.
I click on it. Here we go. Okay. Oh, there's a VR experience to see what it's like to be in the proximity of a living dinosaur. Cool.
Well, that all sounds very, very exciting.
Yes. Welcome to the future, y'all.
We're here. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't heard what Dylan's been doing lately. Is it mostly Stardew?
No, actually, I didn't play a whole ton of it this week. I played actually a bit more of my Vita, Persona 3 and some Digimon. That's about it.
Digimon.
Yeah.
Those the digital monsters?
Yeah, you know, digital ones.
Okay.
Is that the game that has like the Digimon stuff is kind of like Chao?
Yeah, it's got the Chao Garden. And that's where I've got my the primate looking motherfucker with poop dunk.
Oh,
best move in
I'm not gonna investigate that
history
further.
Of the world.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I had something else to mention, but I can't think of it. Oh well. So I guess we've gone through everyone in kind of a disorganized fashion because Stardew Valley is kind of a common theme between us.
Yeah, it's the through line.
A common thread. Yeah. Yeah, so there's not a lot of new stuff this week other than that long conversation we had about the NX controller last week is kind of bunk because it turns out that
was
fake.
We were dumb idiots.
I mean, it was a good fake.
I just said it looked ugly.
Well, now it's fake and ugly.
So.
It's still ugly.
I guess, yeah. We'll just have to wait until E3 to learn more about that, I guess. Or maybe even sooner. Who knows?
I'm excited about that. Their reports are... while we're on the NX, did you see the reports today that it's going to be more powerful than the PS4?
No.
Where was that? Yeah, that... well, I saw it on my Facebook trending feed, so it has to be true. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a report like that, I'm not surprised by that at all, because you're like... What, PS4 came out in 2013? Yeah, 2013. Like, you're 3 years out, you damn well should be more powerful than the PS4. Because, I mean, then again, they're just going to be in that weird half cycle again. And the next guys are going to come out more powerful than them in a few years after that anyway. So...
Well, and, like, the thing is, the PS4 apparently has that, like, 4.5 coming up. And
right.
The Xbox has whatever the hell's going on with them.
Right.
all weird things.
Yeah, so it's... I see, like, a thing on Forbes about it. So, I mean, I hope it's more powerful than PS4, because I have to... If the PS4.5 thing is real, then, you know, it's going to get probably behind that. And, yeah. So, I'm very curious to see more about the NX. Yeah. Very, very curious. Because I'm actually one of the few... I think it's clear at this point, I'm actually one of the few people that really likes the Wii U. I get why it's totally a failure and kind of a stupid console. But
the Wii U has Bayonetta, though, so that completely validates its existence.
Yeah, it's got Bayonetta 2, so, like, fuck all y'all.
No, I mean, like, I think we all agree it's a great system. It's just
I don't know if I'd say it's a great system. It's got real good games on it, though.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, it's a good system for playing Nintendo games. But, like, the dream is to have a Nintendo system that's on par with the other guys, which hasn't happened in a very, very, very long time. And, like, that dream to have, like, you know, like, I was talking to my roommate Michael, who loves Zelda, and I just kind of sat back and thought to him, and I realized the HD consoles have been out for nearly 11 years, and there still has not been an original HD Zelda game. In 11 years, we've had HD technology. Still no original HD Zelda game. And that is mind-blowing. Like, it is. And, like, I think the thing that people, like, really truly want, because, like, everyone loves Nintendo. Like, no one is anti-Nintendo. It's a blanket statement, but it's true. And, like...
Yeah, don't fact-check that.
And it's just, people want everyone to be good. Like, people want everyone to be as good as they can be, and Nintendo just hasn't been that. They've just done weird toy-like things. The Wii proved to them that they... Or at least it made them think that they could just keep doing weird things that, like, you know, underpower the console, but just do a weird thing, and people will buy it. Obviously, that works once... With a concept that's easily understandable, like the remote, but you can't do that with a tablet because people just don't get that. So
I tried going to the website fucknintendo.com and it does not exist. So confirmed,
well, not yet.
Ooh, let's redirect that to Game Over Nation. Actually, given that Javi is a giant Mario fan, maybe don't have Fuck Nintendo.
You won't know, man.
Screw you guys. I'm buying that website. Anyway,
redirect to pooboys.biz.
Oh my god, it's only $10 a year. I'm buying it. I can't believe no one has fucknintendo.com yet.
Wait, really?
It's yes, only... I'm fucking buying it.
Okay, yeah, buy that. Good market research.
Holy
for the podcast.
Crap. Holy crap. What were we talking about?
Well, your website, pooboys.biz.
Yeah, I mean... I'm now the proud owner of harrisfoster.com, pooboys.biz, and fucknintendo.com. I can't believe I own this website.
Oh my god. Put that on your business card.
You already got it? Yeah, I just bought it. Holy crap. Coming soon to fucknintendo.com. Something.
Is this thing? Collecting just dumb website names.
I mean, yeah, at $10 a year, so I'm pretty okay with it.
Pretty much pays for itself.
Yeah. So, in conclusion, I just want everyone to produce the best product they can, and it feels like Nintendo hasn't been doing that in a while. So that's why I'm excited for the NX. And I mean, that's the excitement I get before every Nintendo console. But, you know, we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah, and we say this every time of, like, just setting ourselves up to get disappointed again.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, shit, I want a new 2D Metroid. I guess I could go for a Metroid Prime, but I really want a 2D one. Yeah, there's a lot that I want.
You shut your mouth. I've been waiting for a Castlevania for years.
You've gotten like 13 fucking Castlevania games in the last 5 years. And you got, what's that, what's the Kickstarter one? I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Bloodstained?
Dylan, help me out. Bloodstained, yeah. Yeah. And you got that coming out. Shut up. You're fine. Yeah. And the other thing, I guess.
Are you sure you spelled it right?
I was just about to say, but FUCKNINTENDO.com. Yeah, I got it.
Because it's about to let me buy it.
Wait, no. No. Hang on, hold on. Let me. Okay, redirect coming.
Guys, can this wait?
No.
And the other thing that I thought maybe you people would care about is the Star Wars Rogue Squadron is on Steam now.
Yeah, but I looked it up. It only has partial controller support.
Oh, what does that mean?
Means you partial? Have to do a lot of fucking tinkering to get the controls to work on your 360 controller, which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dumb. All right, well, we can hop into questions. And Ryan, let's we got to carry over from last week of how you got into beer brewing. So, we tried to answer
that
for
question?
You. Yeah, but I figured since you were actually here this time.
I think we were accurate.
Because
I told you about the time that I made beer, and you were like, wow!
I don't think that was it at all.
It's a great story, Dylan.
I don't think that was it.
Not clear that was it.
I'm trying to think of what prompted me to eventually go buy it. I had been thinking about it for a while, and I knew that there was a brew supply shop nearby. I think the girl I was dating at the time was just like all on board, like, yeah, you should try it. And I was like, okay, well, at least I'll have some help. So I went and bought the kit, and then we ended up breaking up before we ever used it. And so then it just kind of sat around for several months because I was like, I don't know. It was like a weird reminder thing. but eventually some buddies of mine were like, oh, shit, you've got like a beer starter kit at your house? Like, let's fucking do it. So some friends from work came over and we ran through the first batch. And after that, it was just like instantly hooked. And all three of us actually started doing it. I know that one of the guys, he ended up moving out of state. I know he's at least one of the three of us, other than me, still does it. So I don't think he does it as often as I do or has gotten as far advanced into it as I have. But I know at least one other guy got hooked on it. But yeah, like, I guess it was just I liked beer and I had talked to some guys who had done it and I don't know, it sounded like interesting, but I didn't expect it to turn into what it has when I did it for the first time. But yeah, it was super fun and there's a lot of science to it and a lot of method to it and I kind of like that part of it. So yeah, I don't know, just hooked me in and I'm hoping to keep doing it and one day, do it for a job. That's something that I'm hoping to do. So yeah, maybe one day you'll be able to walk into a store and purchase something I made.
You got that logo now and everything.
I do have a nice logo.
It is nice looking.
Still being tweaked, but yeah, it looks good.
That
right
dive
now.
Kick bar will become a reality.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, a dive kick machine will be there.
Yes, that will be my contribution to the brewery.
No, just call the bar dive and then in parentheses kick and then bar. It's a dive bar. Kick
bar.
But it's
great.
A kick.
That
one's free.
I encourage you gentlemen to visit fucknintendo.com right now.
All right, yeah, I was going to say, once I actually hit order, it told me no. Although, I do think it's kind of shitty that you snaked it from me, since I'm the one...
Wait, what? Are you kidding me? What?
I'm the one who looked it up!
I...
And you owned it within 30 seconds of me looking it up and being like...
I said repeatedly, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy this.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there is clear tape evidence of this exact conversation, so you can go back and listen to that.
Yeah,
and figure it out for yourself.
That you said I'm going to buy it doesn't, like, I don't, like,
have you heard
I
of the concept of
said,
dibs?
I I guess I could. Well, I thought I had auto dib since I found it, but I guess.
And then there's
not.
The sub clause: no givesies, backsies.
who gavesies?
The Lord. The Lord gave. The Lord gavesies, and he taketh away.
It's still not going anywhere.
It works for me.
All right. Next up for questions, while you guys figure out your stupid bullshit. Justin Das asked, anyone pre-order the PlayStation VR and the Oculus Rift? I don't think we have any double dippers. Just
no,
a couple.
I can't afford
single dippers.
That.
I only get dumbass with double dip.
What?
Yes. Sure.
Double dipping was actually one of those like kind of culture shock moments for me because I never thought about it, and then I did it in front of like some friends, and they're like, "What the fuck are you doing? What did you just do?"
Wait, you double dipped?
I double dipped freely, and I don't
give
that's
a nasty.
Fuck. Gabe, it's like, cool. I don't give a fuck about
no,
double dip in your
gross.
Ketchup, Harris.
Oh, God.
And then I'll stick my dick in your ketchup.
Don't. What?
Make more work for Gabe.
I mean, you can leave in dick and ketchup. It's fine.
Alright, did any
Michael
of you...
suggests, I'm sorry, my roommate, I texted my roommate to ask him to test the website. He says it works. It says that my email should be gaybowser@fucknintendo.com.
I don't know why it won't redirect for me. I can't get it to go.
Are you doing www. Because it doesn't work like that. You just have to do fucknintendo.com.
Yeah, that's all I put in was fucknintendo.com.
Huh.
Oh, I'm not running off AOL.
I wonder if...
Go to Alta Vista, type in fucknintendo.com.
Why does everyone in this town use Alta Vista?
The fuck is Alta Vista?
Exactly. Did you seriously never use Alta Vista?
No.
Is a Google quote competitor back in the day.
It was a precursor, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I think it existed before Google.
I don't think Jeeves. See, mine was Netscape Navigator to like Yahoo search to like Ask Jeeves to then finally Google.
Yeah, I think Alta Vista was in there in the Ask Jeeves era.
Hmm.
I think there was an AOL search somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure
there
was. But that was like its own client. The thing was weird.
That was after Netscape Navigator.
Yeah.
All right. Did any of you watch the Flash and Supergirl crossover episode? I don't think any of us watched either of those shows.
Nope.
So, I don't think so.
Do I look like a nerd?
I'm sick of superheroes.
All I heard was that it was definitely better than Batman vs. Superman.
Alta Vista established in 1995.
Damn. Man.
Huh.
Is this still around?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. Shut down by Yahoo in 2013.
Oh, wow. That had a long ass run.
Yeah, it had some legs to it. Wow.
So there are definitely some questions here designed for a certain somebody. From Pro.
Who isn't here?
Yeah, who is not here. So I'll hold those for next week, but we can also answer. We can give our attempts at answering them if anybody has thoughts on it. What changes to Spidey's costume do you think they will make for his solo film in 2017?
Even smaller eyes. Next question.
They'll make
bigger
codpiece,
smaller eyes.
Dumb.
Smaller, bigger codpiece, smaller eyes. Next question. Rapid fire. Let's go.
Hold up.
I think they'll make the spider bigger. I don't want to go in depth on this.
Okay.
Yeah, what part of rapid fire do you not understand?
Sorry.
Okay. Has anyone platinum Fallout 4?
No.
Does anybody still play
it.
Fallout 4?
I'm still working through it, I should say. I'm still working through it.
I think Ryan's the only one that still does.
Something about Fallout 4 just didn't catch me like 3 did. I don't know what it is.
Fallout 4 definitely caught me better than 3 did, but I can't remember.
Fallout
what
4
came
was
out
no New Vegas.
Oh yeah, well nothing's gonna be like New Vegas.
Or right, 3, like 3 either, but
Will Easy Allies revive Toy Box Tuesday? Easy Allies is the old game trailer guys. Yeah.
I don't know about Toy Box Tuesday, but I think they got some. I think they look promising.
What's Toy Box Tuesday?
I imagine Disney Infinity related. I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, it is Disney Infinity related. I think it was like an initiative for like people to stream Disney Infinity on Tuesdays, and it kind of like not really does it anymore. But they've started doing it again.
Because I was gonna say the only toy related show I need is Griffin's Amiibo Corner.
That is a good show.
It's all you need.
Yeah, their Patreon is doing like I wasn't really sure what kind of support they'd get because like the game trailers guys, I felt like they didn't have like they weren't like I don't know, it didn't feel as like personality based as you know I guess you could like compare it to like Kinda Funny, but like shit, their Patreon exploded, so
yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed some of their content. I feel like they just like had some of the best produced video content around.
Yeah, I mean, Game Trailers like was kind of think of them as like a pioneer of video with like the games with games journalism because like when things were still like primarily written, Game Trailers like would do the extra work to kind of provide the same thing but in a video format. So
yeah, for sure, and like. They were the first ones who did, like, you know, like, people love their top 10 lists, and Game Trailers was the first one to do, like, top 10 videos for games, or, like, at least the first big one. And they also had just, like, really great gaming talk shows on video. I love The Final Bossman. And they just, like, they had some other, I think it was called Mandatory Countdown, or Mandatory Update. And that was a good talk show they had, and... It was basically just like, you know, like a television Good Morning America style talk show about games on a regular basis. And it, you know, they have some good personalities, some good voices, and they're like the anti Giant Bomb in the fact that they are very upbeat and positive about games. And it's I mean, not to say Giant Bomb's a bummer. It's just they're far more cynical and like realistic. But it's fun to see people get excited about these games, and they were really good for that.
That great fucking video comparing the reactions to like Shenmue 3's reveal between Giant Bomb and Game Trailers. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyone hyped for the gameplay reveal for Sun Moon this week? And thoughts on the rumor that the new region is based off of Hawaii? Yeah, I'm curious to see like if anything's changed. Or like, I imagine there will be some changes, but like, see how big the changes are to Pokemon. Also, I'm not sure if they've said or not if it's, like, a new batch of Pokemon for Sun and Moon.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if so, are they still gonna... Are they gonna have, like, all the Pokemon in it like they did for X and Y? Or not? So, yeah, definitely going to check out the gameplay reveal. Excited to see it.
Now, the gameplay reveals that happen on the Pokemon television show are generally very short. The ones for Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby... was literally just footage of Kyogre rising out of the water. Whenever they do these first reveals on the on that show, they're like literally like no more than 15 seconds. So I wouldn't say don't get like too hyped up about it because it's literally just going to be like 10 seconds of footage. But I mean, yeah, I'm excited for a new Pokemon game. I haven't played one in a very long time. And I haven't like gotten really into one since the original like Sapphire, and hopefully this one can. I don't know.
Playing through Yellow again has made me realize I missed the new stuff that they introduced.
There that, definitely that made some it way more convenient.
Like the there XP are some sharing, quality
of life changes,
like everything.
like XP sharing, changing of item boxes.
Like quick item being able to just half hold the abilities items. Not being fucking broken. Looking at you, accuracy moves.
Next up, thoughts on the Kinda Funny and Rooster Teeth partnership. I'm actually not too familiar with it.
Me neither.
I answered this earlier when I first read it, and I said Rooster Teeth is still a thing.
Which is a surprising thing for you to say because Rooster Teeth is fucking huge.
They're huge.
Yep.
They have I don't even know who the fuck they are, dude.
I mean, yeah, I think Rooster Teeth has a far wider audience than any other gaming outlet. maybe like, you know, not like the huge ones like IGN, but certainly like Game Trailers, or, well, I guess now they're called Easy Allies.
Game Trailers isn't even
yeah.
around.
That's how big Rooster Teeth is. No, but yeah, they are certainly one of the big ones. They do like Giant Bomb stuff. They do like Let's Plays and small features. And yeah, they're a personality based video game website. And yeah, I mean, like everyone that I know at my school, that's all they know is Rooster Teeth. Like, you tell them about a Giant Bomb video, they don't know who that is. You tell them about this, tell them about that. If it's Rooster Teeth, they know him and they love him. And I know a lot of people like that.
Okay, because let me tell you a story. The last thing I've ever watched of Rooster, they did Red versus Blue, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back in like 2004.
Very long time ago. Yeah.
That's the last thing I ever saw, and the first thing I ever saw from them.
Yeah, it would have been probably earlier 2000s, because they started with Halo 1.
Okay,
but
so yeah,
yeah.
I don't keep up with this stuff, obviously.
Clearly,
yeah, and I think like there was like some reaction to it because like Kind of Funny is like Patreon based, and having like a partnership with a big company is, I don't know, I guess could maybe, like, I don't know if like betray trust is the right phrase, but like maybe be a little conflicting for some of the donors. I think that Greg made a post about it. I haven't read it because I don't really watch the
Kind of Funny. I was saying that there's, it's a partnership. It's not really.
I was gonna say, isn't buying anyone. Isn't Patreon basically voluntarily?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to fucking donate to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you don't fucking like them teaming up, then don't fucking donate to them.
Yeah.
Why is this a thing? Why do people make things of these things?
Have you heard of this thing called the internet?
It's a very angry place. The internet colon making things.
I will out angry it.
All right. I believe that. I guess this, actually, we can all answer this because we've all had your beer at this point. What is De La Rosa's best brew? And in my mind, I think of that one that I had when I stayed at your place in Houston.
Which would have been
the stout.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that, but I was also pretty gone at that point.
Ryan's blonde was really good.
That's what I was going to say, too. I think the blonde is great.
Yeah. Harris has also really liked that. That wheat that I made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good.
You did like that. That was one that you seemed to like a lot. I want to say the best one I've probably made would be the IPA that I made for this past weekend. A buddy of mine's getting married, and so we had a bachelor party out at another friend of ours' ranch, kind of in the middle of nowhere, Texas. And I the groom-to-be requested an IPA, so I took that and then a batch of that same wheat I was just talking about, took them both out there, and we drank all of the IPA on the first night.
Oh my God.
It was gone. Everyone was pretty wasted, but it was really delicious. So I'd say that might be the best one I've made so far, but that blonde is a close second. That's a damn good beer.
That blonde was dope.
Yeah. So that's those would be the two best ones I'd say I've made. I'm still working out the stout. I feel like the one that Gabe had probably was better than my last one. So I don't know. I think I know what I need to adjust. But
yeah, with the stout next time, soak it in some wood chips.
See, I'm not looking for that.
We did that.
If I was gonna go that route,
delicious.
What about paint
chips? If I was gonna go that route, it would have to be from a bourbon barrel or something.
That might have been what I don't remember. I just remember we soaked in like cedar chips that were smoked.
Yeah,
and then after we made the wort and poured it in the cask for fermenting, he just dumped the wood chips in with it and sealed it.
Yeah, I mean they sell that kind of stuff for to simulate a barrel if you can't get your hands on a barrel.
And all I know is it was like, fucking delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a distillery around here that sells their used, they do 5 gallon barrels and they sell them every now and then to our homebrew club, but I haven't ever picked any up. I'll have to give that a shot at some point. Sounds like kind of a pain in the ass to manage, but whatever.
All right. And then last up, what would your ideal Spider-Man game be?
It's a first person game, but you can't see because his eyes are too small. Thank you.
Also, he walks funny because of that weird cod piece.
Yeah.
His cod piece is just too big.
And also, I want a Spider-Man game where like he's like really forgetful. Like it's in the universe where like he makes like the mechanical web shooters, but like he left them at home that day, so he has to like kind of like walk everywhere. And he's just not really like feeling it that day, so he's not that strong either.
And his cousin keeps calling him on this. I want Grand Theft Auto 4.
I had
that's basically it.
I had two ideas for a Spider-Man game. Both of them are really good ideas. The first one is a kart racer.
Hear him out. Yeah.
Kind of like that Sonic one, which didn't make any sense because Sonic runs really fast. Why would Spider-Man drive an ATV when he can swing? Well, who fucking cares? He's got a sweet ATV. And he would race against other like villains in the Spider-Man universe, including Mary Jane, Green Goblin, Mysterio. They would be pretty cool. Mysterio would drive an ice cream truck, of course, because he's fucking poor.
What?
Shut up. And the other game would be Pokemon Snap, like, except instead of Pokemon, you'd be bringing Jameson pictures of Spider-Man.
See, now that's an actual good idea.
But you are like, Spider-Man, really like, so you would have to strategically, like, throw your camera and web it and be like, action shot.
Yeah.
Or just take a selfie in a bathroom mirror.
The creation of the selfie stick totally, like, undoes all the effort Spider-Man made to, like, take a picture of himself.
Well, see, I don't know about that. Like, what if Spider-Man brings a selfie stick photo to Jameson, and the second that Jameson just looks at it, he looks up at Parker and goes, oh, so you're Spider-Man. Oh, that makes so much sense. You're obviously taking this photo. That's a selfie stick right there.
I can see you in the bathroom mirror. This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God, Peter. It makes so much sense now.
Did you even try?
Not my tempo.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. But, Prototype, I'll hold over the Spider-Man questions and ask Javi next week about them.
Was my answer not good enough?
No, your answer was great, Dylan. But I imagine that Prototype usually asks Spider-Man questions insisting on Javi's answer.
He's the authority.
The Spider-Man authority.
Yeah. Yeah. If Prototype has any, like, Halo extended universe questions or like how to get girls, just ask whenever I'm on the podcast.
What about a dating simulator with Spider-Man where you have to like fight crime,
oh
but also
my god, yes,
make it on time to your date with someone.
I'm kind of like
Aunt May needs you to deliver some milk. You better beat Mysterio in time.
So you want, like, everyday simulator for Spider-Man. Like, no combat, no villains, just, like, doing all the chores of Spider-Man.
What? You still got to beat up Mysterio. You just got to make sure you get the milk to Aunt May first.
Mysterio? Why is it always just Mysterio? Dylan just hates Mysterio.
Don't worry about it.
I hate people who wear fish domes on their head.
See, now we're getting to the root of the problem. Dylan hates fish domes.
How about a game where we just fucking drown Mysterio every day?
Dylan, you should be a game designer.
How about we just waterboard Mysterio every day? Fucking Spider-Man just pours a bucket on his fucking face.
Mysterio Waterboarding Simulator 2016.
So it just, like, bounce off of, he's got a fishbowl on his head.
What if it's a PlayStation VR game where one person has the controller and plays as Spider-Man, and the guy in the VR is Mysterio, and he's getting waterboarded?
Well, wouldn't matter much, because he's got a water bottle on his head.
He's water bottle on his head.
Ryan, can you please tell people where to find us?
You can find us at fucknintendo.com.
Well, I guess you can find us at fucknintendo.com. You can also find us at gameovernation.com. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/gamezerovernation. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/gameovernation. And you can find us on Twitter's the old one that's left, at Game Over Nation, where we will subtweet about you doing? For days.
Why is Bane here?
So with that,
is that the stream with the waterboarding cloth over his face?
Before we go,
but it's not covering his mouth.
Before we go,
so we mentioned our YouTube channel. Javi has a new video on the other YouTube channel he's been putting videos out for, a new like best of four. So you can go check that out. I think we've tweeted about it. If not, I'll tweet about it soon, so you get a link to it. I'll also put a link for you in the show notes. So yeah, there you go. Now Ryan, end this hell. Take me out of this hellscape.
That's going to be it for episode 220 of Game Over Nation. We hope you enjoyed it. I don't know why, but we hope you did. So with that, I guess we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Spider-Man, simulating drowning is the plan.
I hate everything.